News release. Parker Fairburn, State Representative. State Rep. Parker Fairburn on Thursday was appointed to serve on a select committee formed to address a Michigan Supreme Court decision from last summer that tip workers and small businesses say will have a devastating effect on their livelihoods. Without legislative intervention, the changes will go into effect February 21st. Our small businesses and tip wage workers are staring down the barrel of significant layoffs and potential closures without immediate legislative intervention, said Fairburn, R. Harbor Springs. For months, servers from Petoskey to Sault Ste. Marie made it crystal clear, if this matter isn't addressed quickly, it would be economically devastating to them. In fact, my chief concern coming to Lansing was figuring out how I could achieve immediate action on this issue, when things have seemed to move so slowly for the past couple of years. So, it's great that less than 24 hours into the new session, Speaker Hall has already established this select committee and entrusted me with the responsibility of getting this done. The court decision puts unrealistic mandates on small businesses regarding wages and sick leave while phasing out the tip credit, which provides a key source of income for workers and is often more than someone would make with an increased minimum wage, notably in the service industry. The Select Committee to Protect Michigan Workers and Small Businesses was formed with the sole focus of addressing tip wage and earned sick time legislation. The committee is set to consider House Bills 4001 and 4002, introduced yesterday by Reps. John Roth, R. Interlochen, and J. DeBoyer, R. Clay Township. The bills are intended to address the problem created by a court decision from last summer that focused on a procedural matter of government rather than the real-world issues at hand while striking a needed balance between fostering economic growth, protecting livelihoods, and preventing business closures. Yesterday, state senators also introduced their own legislation to address the Tip Credit and Earned Sick Time Act. We're living in split government, meaning any fix to the tip credit or paid sick leave must be bipartisan, Fairburn said. I'm sure the House and Senate plans have differences that we'll have to hash out, but what's important right now is that both chambers recognize the sheer urgency of getting something done. I appreciate the trust and confidence that Speaker Hall has demonstrated by appointing me to this important committee as a freshman lawmaker. The House committee is set to hold its first meetings next week.